Mama.
How about your grandparents? What did you, like your grandfather?
Grandmother.
And
well, I never knew my grandfather, so I never called him anything.
Yeah. Okay, if people's sons and daughters would be called their...
What, your grandmother's grandchildren?
No, anybody's sons and daughters, would you say that?
Children, mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know any other names instead of children? I mean, more, I don't know. Say they've, instead of saying they've got five children, they might say they got five...
Kids.
Sure. This is something that you might... Something to put a baby in. It's kind of like a crib on wheels.
Baby buggy.
If you put the baby in the buggy, you'd say you're gonna put the baby in the buggy and go out and
walk. Well, push the baby buggy or walk the baby buggy.
Okay. Now, if people have their children, would be their sons and their
sons and. What do you mean?
If they had both sexes, you'd say they had sons and
daughters.
Right.
Okay.
And then you'd say they had boys and
girls.
If a woman's going to have a child, you'd say
she's going to have a child pregnant.
Right. You know, have you ever heard any other way of saying it?
PG.
Okay. You know, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that they get, they'd call her.
If they didn't have a doctor to do it?
You know,
nurse?
They have to get? Okay. If a boy and his father had the sort of the same facial appearance,
mm-hmm.
you might say that the boy
will look like his daddy.
Would you ever say favor? Do you know that expression?
Mm-hmm.
He favors him? You've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he didn't necessarily look like him, but he just behaved like him.
Had actions.
Actions like him, right. Do you know the expression, takes after?
A lot of people, if they use big words, say mannerisms and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, but... I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that.
Uh-uh.
Now, if you were talking about somebody who had, like a woman, you'd say, well, she really had a hard life. She had six children, and all by herself, she had to
raise them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If a child was naughty, you might say, now, you better be careful. You're going to get a
whipping.
Now, if you saw a little boy, and he was 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, in 1 year, he really
grew.
And then you'd say to him, well, this year you certainly have
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a...
Illegitimate.
Now, your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost its father and mother is called a...
Orphan.
And a person appointed by a court to look after an orphan is called a
foster parent.
Do you know the expression, like a legal
guardian?
Right. Now, all the people that are related to you, you'd say that's all your
family.
Would you probably say, or would you also use the expression relatives?
Yeah, I've said it before, but mostly family.
Yes, family.
The family.
Now, if there was somebody else named Bounds, and you might say one out, she's got the same name as I do, but she's not.
Yeah.
Somebody that came to town that nobody had ever seen before, you'd say that person was a...
Oh, wait a minute.
Like, or somebody came... Well, maybe somebody came to your door that you'd never seen.
Oh, stranger.
Right. Okay, now this is just for pronunciation, and this is just some names, and if you don't get them from the clue, I'll just tell them and get you to say them for me.
All right.
Okay, my first name is...
Mary?
Right.
I didn't remember.
I didn't know. Yeah, I just had to think about it. You know George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
Yeah, nobody ever knows that.